You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to check us out on TV. As always, presented by one of our fantastic sponsors, PenFed Credit Union. Great rates for the sports fan and you. Visit PenFed.org for more details. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
And Johnny Cakes Auville, who's having some headphone issues.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Having some reverb?
Oh, yeah. Having some issues, but Fearless Drab is on the case, so hopefully he gets it rectified shortly.
A lot to do. Mine over and you use this one?
Better. I think he just solved it.
On the program
silly
today.
Silly troubleshooter.
But it is a misery Monday. Sad HTTR. They had an over 99% chance to win this game with a minute left.
Drab loves that bit. It's his favorite bit. The FPI.
And they collapsed. Different script, same story. I'm sure we'll play some Titanic on the show today. 4-6. They look better than they usually do. I feel they're a better team, but it's a very familiar spot. And season, essentially, at least in terms of chasing a postseason berth, is over.
No, it's not over. They get 1-6 in a row. I mean, I think it's light, unlikely
to happen.
I said
essentially over.
Yeah, I think it's unlikely to happen, but you just have to, like Kirk said in his post game, you got to take it one game at a time. They're not eliminated from winning 10 games yet. I mean, I think it's unlikely.
The
I
good
would
thing
bet against
is,
it.
There's low hanging fruit dead ahead in the Giants on Thanksgiving night.
Oh, the team that just beat the Chiefs?
Okay, so the Chiefs, for whatever reason, had a dud coming out of a bye, which is weird for an Andy Reid team, but they get the Giants twice, or 2-8. I don't care that they just squeaked over the Chiefs. The Cards were 4-6. The Broncos are 3-7. The Chargers are 4-6. And the Cowboys are .500 and a shell of their former selves without Zeke. So I think it's highly unlikely the Skins make a playoff run. But this is the soft underbelly of the schedule that everybody's been pining for.
It's
finally
shame.
Here.
It was a blown opportunity.
They just lost Chris Thompson.
I know.
Who's arguably their best offensive player.
He's only the linchpin of the entire
offense.
Well,
he's their second best because Kirk Cousins is their best player. Not even close. But he's their best weapon outside of Kirk. It's just a shame because this was a game. I mean, I thought they were going to lose. That's why we bet $1,400 on it. I've never wanted to lose my portion of that, which would have
right.
been $360
I was
worse.
Totally resigned to losing it.
I wanted to lose it. I wanted to light the money on fire. I wanted that win. I mean, you're up 15 with 5 minutes to go.
You got to close them
they
out.
They show that kind of resiliency. Man, I just take the money. It was worth it. I was on cloud nine.
But you know you're risking
it's at
your
risk
heart.
Anyway.
You know you're risking the money. It's like
of course.
If you're betting, you're risking losing the money.
And I make the bet for a reason. It's an emotional hedge. I can tell you, it's not going to give me that much solace. When Valdez walks in here and gives me $100, not giving me that much solace.
It's a hollow victory.
Believe me, I wanted the money on fire. That's how bad of a Redskins fan I am, how big of a Redskins fan. And, you know, for 3.5 quarters, they just played so great, so inexplicably great, to be honest with you. At times, I was like, I got there late because I was at a lacrosse tournament, and I see these pressures that they're getting. I'm like, where was that last week? This team is so random. But when you play so well for 3.5 quarters, you got to be able to close them out, especially when you show that kind of resiliency and you score, you answer them, you score to go up 15 with 5 minutes and whatever left.
I mean, Jeremy Sprinkle caught a touchdown pass. When that happens, you believe you're going to win the game.
But
Ryan Grant didn't have anybody within 30 yards of him when he catches his touchdown. The offense did their job.
They did it
again.
And
just the last couple of minutes, the defense completely had to let them down. You look at the end result. They gave up 535 yards.
Yeah.
And they gave up over 30 points again.
The defense is whoring this team.
Since week 7.
Injuries are, but the equivalent to the injuries, just as bad, the defense is whoring this team.
They've given up 34, 33, 38, and 34 in the 4 or 5 losses since week 6.
They've given up 29 or more 6 times.
They're the second worst scoring defense in the NFL.
And they play hard. I mean, I appreciate them all. I love D-Hall. He looks like he's 100 now. He looks so good the first week back. The first week back, he looked good. but he looks 100. You know, I don't know what to say. When they you give up, they went 87 yards in four plays. They in overtime, there were two plays.
P-Ron goes for over 100 and scores. You should win that game.
Yeah, well, don't even get me started on not being able to convert third and one either.
Kobe Fleener, I have him on a fantasy team. He does nothing. He barely plays, and all of a sudden, Kobe Fleener popped down the stretch.
Well, again, they had Ryan Kerrigan guarding him.
That's the Redskins. That's one of their fatal flaws on defense, is that they can't cover tight ends. And for 85% of the game, they've done a good job of it.
Ryan can get off the line and go about 3 yards, and then he's done.
Look, 3 minutes to go. There are 99.6% chance to win the game. That is a historic collapse. They dropped to 4-6. If you want to vent, 800-636-1067 is the number. You certainly can chime in on a Misery Monday. You can say they're playing lesser opponents, but I have no reason to believe that a team that's 4-6 and has a defense like they have and that has now lost one of their key offensive players in Chris Thompson, who was leading the team in receiving and leading the team in rushing, is going to run the table and go 6-0.
You're getting it wrong. I'm not saying it's likely. I'm just saying that they still have a grasper shot.
Well,
it's a grasper.
So do the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, there are a lot of teams that have grasper
shots. They're still
shots.
Alive.
Take a look at the playoff picture.
As long
their
as
teams are 7 wins
as
ahead
long
of
as
them.
That when they flash the playoff graphic, as long as on the right-hand side, they're still in the hunt list, still alive, still have a shot. Now, it's a remote possibility. It's probably not going to happen. But you have some relatively soft opponents coming up. Got to take advantage of it. If you can't do it, then hello, 7-9 or 6-10.
If you play the blame game, who do you blame
the defense.
That loss on? Yeah, I think it's all
can't
the
blame
defense.
It on Kirk.
I was getting in a whole back and forth with Santana Moss last night about the 3rd-and-1 call. Like, if you want to talk about the 3rd-and-1, they give it to Samaje Perine. I don't have a problem with it. You have to get a yard. Samaje Perine went over 100 yards yesterday. Even if they're expecting it, get the yard.
You have to win that. You have to win that 1 yard battle somehow.
It's 1 yard. Game's over.
Yeah,
get the 1 yard. Game's over. They're done with timeouts. Get the yard.
So frustrating.
So I don't put that on Jay Gruden. Jay Gruden called an amazing game.
The fake punt, brilliant.
Amazing game. Look at the touchdowns. The touchdown passes. The guys were wide open, completely flummoxed the defense of the Saints, which is a pretty good defense. They entered the game number 8 in the NFL.
Well, again, I told you that we will score points. But what will whore this team will be the defense.
Yep.
And it did it again.
Everybody who was saying it was all Joe Barry's fault, guess what? This team is trending towards the same spot that the Joe Barry-led defenses were.
It might be trending.
Bottom of the league.
It might be trending worse.
I don't know. Did we give up 30 points or more this many games last year?
I doubt it.
10 games? I would love to see.
I don't think they were the 31st ranked scoring defense in 2016.
Well, I know this in yardage, and Cakes and I talked about this in pregame, but I have this kind of ritual before we do the pregame show. I have kind of my shell outline. I delete, and then I fill in the blanks. And I delete the rankings, where they are offensively, defensively, against the run, against the pass, all those things. And every week, I just change that number. It was 10th. Then it was 12th, then it was 13th, then it was 20th.
You shouldn't delete. You should just keep a running total.
I guess I could do that.
So you could see the trend.
Right.
Yeah.
See the erosion.
I see
you're
the
just doing it by your memory now.
Yeah, I do it. I see it. It was 20th yesterday, and it's going to drop. I mean, they're going to end up the 28th ranked defense or the 30th ranked defense. It's going to be very similar to last year. And the injuries have definitely affected this team. But defensively, I didn't think it was that big a deal to lose Jonathan Allen and Mason Foster. Apparently it was.
Hold on. Why would you think it's not a big deal to lose Jonathan Allen, your top draft pick on the defensive line?
Well,
Because a lot of what he did was a little quieter. You didn't see it as much. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he was up there clogging the middle. There's no doubt he was doing his job. I'm not saying he wasn't, Cakes, but as a TV viewer, you don't necessarily see the impact.
He may not jump out at you, but he's making an impact.
Well, I know he's a starter, but they have other guys. And all teams lose players, so to me, it's not like you're losing Von Miller. You know what I mean?
Okay, you're talking about one of the top two or three defensive players in the game.
Just my perception. I could be wrong. But this defense,
the loss of Allen and Ioannidis in the interior of that line, massive loss.
Okay, Ioannidis is back yesterday.
Okay, but he's probably not 100%. I mean, he's good enough to get out there.
He's playing with a club. I get it. Well, clearly. But I don't think it's just that.
Oh, no. It's up and down the defense. I mean, they have massive issues. Drew Brees was 11 for 11, just going up and down the field toward the end of the game.
Part of that,
just couldn't
to me,
be
look,
stopped.
None of us have that sophisticated eye to know if they should have been playing quarters defense or cover one or cover two or whatever.
Well, you can't do the traditional defense at the end there.
But
like that.
It looked like they were playing soft. Like,
well,
they were
giving up the middle of the field. Yeah. And you took it, and then you're in.
Right. All of a sudden, they seem to go soft.
Oh, by the way, just to compare it to last year, the Redskins. This is multitasking, doing the show.
Right.
Checking it. It looked like we gave up 30 or more points three times last year.
The whole season.
Yeah, the whole season. So we're definitely worse than last year in terms of giving up points. Catastrophic defense has destroyed this team. I'll say it, more than the injuries. More than the
Think
injuries.
Think about it. 33
now,
or more
they,
points.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have the injuries, you may not have the catastrophic defense. But at the end of the day, that defense is what's killing this team.
Defense is absolutely cratered in the last 5 weeks outside of the game at Seattle.
That's half the season, by the way.
Yeah, 4 weeks where you allow 33 points or more, you're just not going to win those games. And they haven't. 4 out of 5 losses.
You're right. Next year, EB, I will do the running.
Yes, but I'm running.
Guess what? If it's a graph, this is the defense.
Yeah, it's off the court.
Now, again, it's not really fair to say that because the injuries are contributing to it. That's why it's getting worse.
Some of the guys have come back. Josh Norman came back.
Some, but I mean, they lost. Didn't they lose Nicholson again yesterday?
He went out.
Yep. He went out.
And Quentin Dunbar didn't play.
No, yeah, Dunbar scratched. And then, you know, Foster, Allen. I mean, those are huge pieces of that defense. They just finally got Ioannidis back.
Foster, Allen, Compton.
They just got Ioannidis. Well, Compton didn't play for the first 7 weeks.
I know, but I'm just saying Compton replaced Foster for a couple weeks, then he's out.
Maybe it's not fair to say the defense because one.
This is why I think.
If they're healthy, it's a better team. That's what's so maddening.
I think they are a better team, but it's the same familiar spot, 4-6. We've been in this spot so many times. Maybe not exact record, but the same type of deal where the season is lost unless you go on this miraculous run, which is still possible. But and this is why I think that Gruden does deserve a pass, although I'm the one guy in the room that says, you make playoffs once in 4 years. I guess you give him another year, but what happens if this happens again?
Well, I actually think he's done a great job. I mean, the offense is just, they're continually scoring points.
I agree, it's a play caller offense scoring a great job. But in the end, you're a head coach and your team's making the playoffs once in 4 years.
I actually don't see room to fire him.
What if this happens again?
I don't care about the previous
year. No, just
I'm basing it on this year.
If they go 8-8 next year, don't make the playoffs.
Maybe
after 5 years,
you got to see how it.
He's Marvin Lewis.
Yeah. All right. I don't think he's a great head coach, but I think he's done a pretty good job, and he doesn't deserve to be fired, in my opinion.
Probably not, but.
It's so frustrating.
The thing that really sucks about this
is Groundhog Day.
It is Groundhog Day. The thing that really sucks about this is, all right, let's say they go 4-2 down the stretch and they finish 500.
That'd be 8-8.
Yeah. They finish 500. They miss the playoffs once again. Then all we're going to do is talk about what's going to happen to Kirk. It is deja vu.
No matter what they finish, that's all you're going to say. No matter what they do, that's what you're going to say. Until they lock
them up. Probably
so,
but if you had a playoff run, then I think there's going to be less debate about it in terms of what the Redskins should do.
I'm not going to write them off. I don't think the Giants are going to drop 30 on us. I don't think any of these teams that we play.
Oh, I don't think the Giants are capable. Even against this bad Redskins defense, I don't think they're capable
That's
of scoring 30.
It's actually doable to go on a sick, unbelievable run with this schedule. And we said it all year. We saw it from like week two on. Hell, I saw it in April when I did my picks. I said they're going to go on a run in the second half. Now they need to do it. They haven't done it yet, but it's setting up for it.
I already bet, Jason, I think they lose to the Giants one of these two games. Maybe not on Thanksgiving. They'll lose to the Giants the next time because I could see Orleans Darkwa going for 110 against them.
Exactly,
I could see Eli Manning making big
plays.
That's
exactly what you would expect because they are random. Because you didn't expect them to be up 15.
It's not that they're random. They're mediocre.
Well, they're random because they beat teams like Seattle at Seattle. You never expect it. They should have beat New Orleans yesterday. They're 8-9 point dogs, whatever. They're random. And then they lose to teams that they should beat. They beat teams they should lose to, and they lose to teams they should beat. They're random.
Right, the Giants haven't even sniffed 30 this year. They've gotten to 24. That's their high water mark for scoring.
So I think we'll beat them.
If the Giants come in here on Thursday and drop anything close to 30, the problems are worse than we've thought.
I agree they're not going to score 30, but they just beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's fine.
There was a period of time when we were talking about the Chiefs being the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, we'll look at them over the past month.
We gave the Redskins a moral victory against the Chiefs.
I don't even remember that game.
Skins were so close to beating the Chiefs.
Against the Chiefs, they had a dominant defense for the first 25 minutes.
And then they
fell
apart.
The Chiefs scored. And then at the end, when you looked at the box score, you saw that Alex Smith and Kareem Hunt went for over 100. Alex Smith had a big game, and it was another game which the defense let him down.
The Chiefs, you're hyping up, lost 4 of the last 5.
I agree.
So they are cratering, too.
I'm saying at one point in the season, we were saying they were the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, that was early. That was eons ago.
All right, right. We're going to take your calls, all right? We're just jabbering. 800-636.
Jibber-jabbering.
106.7, your chance to chime in. I know the frustration level has to be sort of at a season high at this point. But the sick part is we've been here before. It seems like we're here every year.
We so know many times. Well.
We're 4-6
Hanks,
again.
Can you give me the music?
We're 4-6.
It is Titanic worthy.
No, not playing it yet.
What?
If they lose to the Giants on Thursday night, I play Titanic.
It's a Titanic collapse.
No, I like it.
Can't play
Hindenburg?
It.
He's holding out.
No.
It ain't over yet.
It ain't over yet. Faint glimmer of hope over here. I'm kind of grasping.
All right, 800-636-1067. Carlos, Eric, Fred, Kevin, everybody else on hold. We'll get you calls when we come back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.